Guys Talk Network, that New England IPA we featured from Siciliano's. Actually, we forgot to tell you that the name of the beer is called Maximum Cowbell, so had to come back with that. But anyway, we are live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And, Bob, we're going to talk a little bit about ribs. And let's start from the very beginning and move up, because we don't want to assume anybody knows anything. If you've been listening for a while, that's probably the truth. But right now,
we've deprogrammed you.
Right. But we'll start over right now.
You started off knowing something, then you listen to the grilling guys. And
got all confused.
Yeah, the Jedi mind swipe. Right. Okay, from the very beginning, ribs. Eve was created with a rib.
Right.
Is that how far back you want to go?
That's a little deep.
Okay. So let's, I think the average person is making ribs. I shouldn't say this, but maybe a lot of you are going to make ribs because your wife likes them. Because women in my field tend to like ribs more maybe than guys. I don't know. I see women going nuts over them.
I've experienced the opposite, because they don't like to chew meat off the bone and they don't like to eat with their hands.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, those are the chicks that I hang out with,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I hang out with cave women, and they love picking up a piece of meat and chewing on it.
Right.
So anyway, in my house, my wife loves ribs. Me, not so much. I got over those 10 years ago because I just got burnt out on them. So you're probably, if you're trying to please your lady, you're going to probably want baby backs, because that tends to be the most popular. I think, you know, you can go either way in my book, but.
Baby backs or what? You got spares, right?
St. Louis, yeah.
St. Louis and spare ribs.
You cut St. Louis out of spares. So either way, let's say you've got a rack of St. Louis ribs, because they're easier to deal with.
So let's step back. You got baby back in St. Louis. They're all off the same animal, but they're off for a different part of the animal.
Yeah.
Right?
And get one or the other.
Right. The baby backs are up towards the backbone. You're going to get a little
high
bit of that
hog.
Loin.
Yep.
And you're going to get a little bit meatier. Your spares are more down toward the belly, and you're not going to get as meaty, but there's a little more flavor down there, because there's a little more fat down there.
Well, I wouldn't profess to know that, but I would say that the St. Louis are cheaper. So people buy them because they're a little better price. Okay. Either way, flip them over to prep them and get that membrane off the back. And you can do that with a butter knife. Just get it under a bone, get a paper towel, grab that membrane, and pull it off. Okay. It's like taking the vinyl off a new stainless grill.
Right.
Okay. Pull that off and then set the thing upright. You can either rub it with mustard or you can use EVO. I use a garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company, and I do all sorts of different things for seasoning anymore. I'm not so picky. It just seems like there are so many good ways to do it that, and I'm kind of a pig, that I like about anything meat if it's smoked.
Sure.
So you could go with salt and pepper and garlic.
Yeah, and there's dozens and dozens of rubs. And
hundreds.
Each of them have a profile.
Yeah.
And depending on the part of the country that you're from, or maybe you've traveled to, you got the Carolinas, the Kansas, the St. Louis, the Texas, and Memphis. Those are all purport to have their own flavor profile.
And they do.
When they're
then you get down to California and New Mexico and Arizona, they have their own little flavor. And you get up to Seattle and they love the coffee rubs and everything socialist.
Right.
Anyway, rub that thing up nice, get it on your smoker, and put it on the rack for about 3 hours, 275 is the number I like. I don't know, 250 to 300.
No, on your smoker, you're using indirect heat. If you're trying to do this on a grill, then you need to do it on the side opposite. If you can shut one side of your grill off and only heat with the other, you want indirect heat on your ribs.
Right, and we're going to go through combinations in just a second.
Okay.
But either way, however you're baking it, you can do it in your oven. 275, 3 hours.
Right.
And you'll know when it's time to pull it out when that bone protrudes about a half inch from the meat on the end of that rib.
The meat retracts, so, right? As
yes,
it cooks, it shrinks up the bone.
Yep, you're reducing the fat. So at that point, then I like to wrap them. There's lots of people that use a 3-2-1 rule. I don't find that that's necessarily where I want to be. But I'm going to do 3 hours, and then I'm going to do like an hour and a half wrapped and maybe a half hour on the grill or open braising.
Wrapped in what, Bob?
the way I do it anymore is I use a cookie sheet, and I put them on a cookie sheet, and I just put some foil over them.
Do you wrap the rib itself or just put a tent over
the cookie sheet? I just tent it.
Right.
I used to wrap individually the racks, but it uses way too much aluminum foil. I don't like baking in aluminum, and I can put it on a cookie sheet and not waste so much aluminum foil and have something that doesn't ever puncture on the bottom, so when I'm carrying it, I'm not draining all that grease and
very good point.
Stuff.
So the aluminum foil creates a tent over top the cookie sheet, and then what we're trying to do is keep the moisture in there, right? And kind of steam these things
right now.
So you got them in there an hour, hour and a half, two hours, whatever.
And then you do the tong test. So you pick up that rack on the end, and sometimes anymore, I like cutting a whole rack in half, so I'm dealing with six ribs. You know, two, because the average person's only going to take a half rack anyway.
Right.
If they take more, let them take two. But they're easier to handle. You can fit more in the space, yada, yada. So I'm going to have a half rack. I'm going to grab a couple bones with my tongs and lift it up so that they're kind of extended out. And if that meat is starting to pull away from the bone, it's done.
Right.
And if it's done, then I'm going to put a little sauce on it, and I'm going to set it on some direct heat, bone down, meat side up with a sauce up, and I'm only saucing one side, and I'm going to put that on a medium heat for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I'm going to let that get sizzling hot and crackling with the lid down, and I'm just going to put a nice finish on it, pull it off, and stack them up on a platter, and voila.
Right, and you can let them rest. You're not going to hurt them at all if you pull them off, and they rest for 10, 15 minutes before you sit down to the table.
Right.
They're going to be very good at that. Yep. And the few things that I just heard there is this technique of grabbing, if you're in a six-bone rack, like Bob described, put your tongs on the first two bones and lift them up. If they fall off, you probably went a little too far.
Yep.
But if they don't, and they just start to bend down a little bit and start to arch down off the end, and like he said, you'll see the meat just start to separate from the bone. That's when they're pretty much done the right way. But it's really tough to use a digital thermometer on ribs.
You can't.
Because there's not enough thick meat to check. And
so back when Cowboy Rob and I used to do these classes, you get into this Kansas City barbecue mentality. And, you know, that's where I was trained. That's what I learned. That's what I believed. That's the way of the world, right? And so you get to be a snob or a particular annoyed person if people don't do this specific way. Anymore, I say if you want your ribs falling off the bone, if mama wants them falling off the bone, then by all means, you're sleeping with her.
Right, cook
them that way. Fall off the bone.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a cold night.
Right, and you know what? It's got to come off the bone to eat it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? I like a little tug.
But if you want a competition rib, you make it so that you just get a nice pull, and then it pulls off, doesn't fall off.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's all off the bone if you're going to eat it.
It's who you're making it for, how they want it.
Right. So coming up next, we're going to hit a little combination cooking, maybe dive into the big cow rib, too. Stick with us. Oh, can't you see what that woman, Lord, she been doing to me? What the heck?